Fine Gael, Sligo Fine Gael councillor Dara Mulvey was on the Ocean FM News yesterday, and he was calling for a new action plan to revive the town of Ballymote that he said had traditionally been a vibrant centre of business and commerce in South Sligo. And he used as an example the Art Deco Theatre in town, and he felt that it could be rejuvenated. But during his comments, he said that Ballymote in the past had a great record for community projects, but that appeared to have waned in recent years.
Ballymote, many years ago, had a great track record for community projects, but in the last few years, this seems to have waned off, and action is urgently needed now to halt the decline further.
Well, former Ballymote councillor Keith Henry, who's also a community and voluntary worker, has taken issue with Councillor Mulvey's remarks, and he's on the line now. Good morning to Keith Henry. Good morning.
Good morning, Ireland, to your listeners.
Why should Councillor Mulvey apologise, do you think?
Well, first of all, I didn't hear the comments myself yesterday, but as you were speaking to Amanda Martin earlier in the week and the Cairn Clares, a number of us who were in the cast are involved in various different community groups, and other people around the town yesterday had drawn my attention to comments that he made on your radio station. And when I listened back to them, to say that I was annoyed was putting it very mildly. You know, I was very disappointed to hear that a member of Sligo County Council would criticise the community of any town, in our case, Ballymote.
Do you think he was doing that? Was that your interpretation of what he?
Part of what he's trying to do is that he's trying to work with Leader and Sligo County Council to get additional funding, and that's to be welcomed, and that's what he is paid to do. But what he did say was that Ballymote, many years ago, had a great track record for community projects, but in the last few years it seems to have waned off. Now, that's as much to say that the community groups in the town, and there are lots of them, that over the last couple of years we have taken our foot off the pedal, and that is why the town is declining. Now, in our town, we have hundreds of volunteers involved in many sports, be it GA, football, boxing, athletic, bowls, and we have dozens of other groups in terms of community development, Tidy Towns, Christmas Lights, St Patrick's Parade, the Cairn Players, as I mentioned, Credit Union, Vincent de Paul, Local Heritage, Family Resource, Community Enterprise, and I could go on and on. And every time that those groups meet or organise an event, their sole focus is for the development of the town. And I think that his words were ill-chosen, and certainly there was a lot of hurt and annoyance among a good lot of the volunteers that came to me yesterday.
Okay. All right. Well, Councillor Mulvey is well able to answer for himself. But he could be suggesting maybe that there's a lack of financial support for the projects that community groups are pushing. Maybe that's
and
what he meant.
I would agree 100% with him on that there is a lack of financial support. But to suggest that that is the fault of the local community, I think was very ill-advised. There are lots of grant applications that go forward from these groups, many of them that require match funding that has to be sourced by the local community. And I do agree with Councillor Mulvey that Ballymote needs to get more. But it's not due to the lack of community spirit. It's due to the lack of political delivery, which Councillor Mulvey has a role in. And he can deliver, and all the other politicians can deliver for Ballymote. Don't be putting it back on the community that it's our fault that we're not developing. Now, he did mention the Art Deco Theatre, and I know a good lot about this Art Deco Theatre from being involved in community groups that either use it or run it. The Art Deco Theatre was opened over a decade ago with much fanfare by politicians of the past. What people do not realise is that Art Deco Theatre was handed over to a community group laden with debt, a debt that is still there today. The same thing happened with the municipal building, as it is called, which is the old Garda Barracks. That was to be handed over to the community. It never was in the end, because the cost of doing it up to modern standards was too high and no community group could do that. So rather than politicians, you know, handing over buildings with no plan for them to be used and handing them over with debt, what we need is political action and delivery that works with the community spirit. And if some of these politicians, like Councillor Mulvey, if they lived anywhere near Ballymote or got involved in these committees, they would understand the passion that the hundreds of volunteers in our town have to see our town thrive. Because at the end of the day, all those hundreds of volunteers, they are giving up of their time freely. They're not being paid for it.
Okay.
And certainly, I think maybe his words were ill-chosen, but he should apologise, I think, to those volunteers and maybe clarify that he is fully supportive of the volunteers in our town, because it didn't. It certainly didn't hear like that from the comments.
Okay, a very final point. Not the first time we've seen it in general, but here we have an ex-councillor criticising a sitting councillor. Is it a case of sour grapes or not?
No, in my case, Niall, I'm speaking as a volunteer. I'm involved in a lot of these community groups, and I have been. I got my answer in the last local elections, and that's fair enough. I accept it. But I didn't stop working on the various community groups, some of them that are listed there. I'm still working for the community. I'm a community volunteer, like hundreds of other people in Ballymote. So it's not a political swipe at anyone. If it was a member of my own party, I'd have criticised them in the same way, because I do not think that any member of a local authority should be insinuating that the reason that a town is in decline is because the community spirit has waned.
Councillor Murphy is online for. Good morning to you, Councillor.
Good morning, Niall.
I don't suppose you see the need for an apology, or do you? Or do you need to clarify what you say?
Certainly not, Niall. Because if someone misinterprets the comments I made, unfortunately, that's how the caller took up the statement. As you see from the statement that released and the notice of motion I have in with Sligo County Council, it's calling on greater engagement in the community. And as I want to clarify, in which a lot of people in Ballymote and many of the community groups which I work closely with, I comment on the tremendous work of all the volunteers. Like, I've worked and I'm still working daily with many of these groups on grants, grant applications, whether it be the football clubs, Tidy Towns, Athletics Club, Heritage, Boxing Clubs. And my office, which is in Ballymote, and I'm in daily, I meet a lot of these people. But my comments were to encourage people, more and more people, to get involved. You know, there was many great aspects of Ballymote developed over the years, such as the local business park, which is full of businesses and providing great employment. But there is a lot of concern in Ballymote, amongst many people, that the likes of the Art Deco, which I have to state clearly, was not laden with debt, but it has been closed for so many, the past few years, and a lot of people are very concerned. And also, just to clarify, the former Garda station, the old Garda station in Ballymote, which was to be a new municipal building, that was handed over by the OPW free of charge to the Enterprise Group. And there were funding streams available, and the OPW were eager to work with the community group to bring that back to fruition. But there are many people, again, in Ballymote who are disappointed, bitterly disappointed, that that building and the keys were handed back to the OPW when many Garda stations around this county, which people are well aware of, were being sold. You know, so that was really, you know, that's clarification on that. I listen intensively daily to people around Ballymote, as I have an office there, and a lot of people are very concerned. But my motion, and which I sent a copy of you into there, is calling for wider engagement. And that engagement, I have started the process on that. I've had meetings with the CEO of Sligo Leader Partnership, and we're hoping to roll out a new innovating community scheme in the new year. So certainly my comments were by no means a criticism of any volunteer in the community, because I know many of these volunteers myself personally, and I'm involved on many of the groups with people regarding providing grants and helping them with funding applications.
Okay, so it can be in no way construed as a criticism of the lack of community involvement or community...
Certainly not, Niall. It's a misinterpretation by someone. I certainly, and people that know in Ballymote, the area I represent, as we all know, the geographical area of this municipal district spans Ballymote, Tubbocurry, West Sligo. It's a huge geographical area. My political office is in Ballymote, which I'm in and out every day. And people will see from my social media that I hold regular clinics in there. When people in Ballymote and the wider Ballymote community come in to me and express their concerns, I have to act on those concerns. And I deal daily with Sligo County Council on grant applications. I provide details on grant applications to many of these groups. And, you know, my comments were to encourage more and more people to get involved, because we all know volunteers, I'm involved in many groups myself, that they're tremendous work, but certainly it continuously needs rejuvenation. And I'm certainly delighted to work with Sligo Leader Partnership and Sligo County Council. And we have to keep funding streams coming into our town, such as Ballymote. It was a vibrant town, a vibrant business town, but it continuously needs to be invigorated. We don't want to see, we're all well aware, and we've seen the closure of our banks in our rural towns, but we need to keep fighting for our towns, and certainly I will continue to do that as an elected councillor in Ballymote.